it was confessional yet dishonest. Jane pretends to be horrified by the sexuality that she in fact fetishizes. She subsumes herself to the myth of black male sexual potency, but then doesn't follow through. She thinks she respects Afro-Americans and thinks they're cool and exotic. What a notch he'd make in her belt. But of course, it all comes down to Mandingo cliché. And he calls her on it. In classic racist tradition, she demonizes, then runs for cover. But then, how could she behave otherwise? She's just a spoiled suburban white girl with a Benetton rainbow complex. It's just my opinion, and what do I know?